From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to declare that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions pose a danger to the health and welfare of the American people. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
The EPA's announcement responds to a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago. States and environmental groups had sued the EPA. They challenged the agency's contention under President Bush that it didn't have the power to regulate heat-trapping gases. By declaring that greenhouse gases endanger public health, the EPA is laying the groundwork for regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Under President Obama, the agency already has proposed rules for cutting global warming pollution from new passenger vehicles and from new power plants and factories and those undergoing major renovations. The announcement comes as representatives from around the world meet in Copenhagen to negotiate a new international response to climate change. President Obama plans to attend that meeting later this month. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
And negotiators from 192 countries are at that UN conference in Copenhagen getting down to work at this hour. The goal is to complete work on a new global treaty addressing the issue of climate change. Terry Schultz has details.
With a dramatic performance of music and cinema reminiscent of Olympic opening ceremonies, the UN Climate Summit has begun the Herculean task of trying to forge consensus on what to do about global warming. Lacking support from major greenhouse gas emitters, the U.S., China, and India, any ambitious binding document is unlikely to pass. Still, it's hoped countries will voluntarily agree to stringent measures. And hope is the key word, says hosting Danish Prime Minister Lars Rasmussen.
For the next 2 weeks, Copenhagen will be Copenhagen. By the end, we must be able to deliver back to the world what was granted us here today, hope for a better future.
Governments will also be asked for cash to help the developing world cope with climate change. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
The Pentagon says about 16,000 U.S. troops will be part of the first wave of additional forces approved by President Obama for Afghanistan. A contingent of about 1,500 Marines from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, will depart for Afghanistan later this month. The president confers at the White House today with the country's top military commander and top diplomat in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, and Ambassador Carl Eikenberry. This will be the first opportunity the three men have had to meet face-to-face for some time. They usually interact via video link. Although Mr. Obama adopted most of McChrystal's recommendations over Eikenberry's suggestions in his new strategy for Afghanistan, both officials will be testifying in support of the president's strategy this week on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 30 points at 10,419. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up a point. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal prosecutors say a Chicago man accused of plotting to attack a newspaper in Denmark also helped check out targets for terrorists in Mumbai, India. Attacks in Mumbai last year killed 166 people, including a number of Americans. Details of the charges against David Coleman Headley were unsealed today. Headley had previously been charged with helping plan attacks on the newspaper, which ran cartoons featuring Islam's prophet Muhammad, cartoons that led to violent protests. Two corporate giants are squaring off today in a Delaware courtroom. They're arguing over the stake in Craigslist that eBay purchased back in 2004. Rachel Morrow of member station KQED in San Francisco has the story.
eBay, the San Jose-based e-commerce company, claims Craigslist founder Craig Newmark and chief executive Jim Buckmaster conspired to issue more stock, thus diluting eBay's minority stake and robbing it of the opportunity to elect a Craigslist board member. Craigslist countersued, alleging eBay took confidential information from Craigslist and used it to launch a competing classified website called Kijiji.com. Both eBay and Craigslist deny each other's allegations. Among those expected to testify in Delaware, former eBay chief Meg Whitman, now running for the Republican Party nomination for governor in California. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The Northwest Airlines pilots, whose licenses were revoked after they overflew their destination in October, say air traffic controllers should get part of the blame. In a filing with the National Transportation Safety Board, the pilots claim that controllers violated air traffic rules and practices and did not coordinate effectively with Northwest dispatchers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.